This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Abraham Maslow was a psychologist. He did something different than the typical psychologist and psychiatrist of his day in the last century, or actually in the 1800s. Freud and others decided the way you studied psychiatry and psychology was to study sick people. The way you learn about psychiatric problems was just to study, you know, mentally deranged, dysfunctional people. Maslow came along and said, you know what, I think the way you study psychology is to study healthy people. Let's study people who are functional. Let's study people who are getting along in life. And he thought that that's the way to study psychology or psychiatry. And here's what he came up with. He made this discovery. He said the people that seemed to be the happiest, the most fulfilled, the most alive, were people who were interested in other people and interested in a greater purpose than themselves. What did he discover? Christianity. He didn't know what to call it, but that's what he discovered, what Jesus Christ taught. He said the people that were most happy, the most fulfilled, the most alive, were people who were interested in other people and who were interested in a purpose greater than themselves. Maybe that is what you and I need in our lives today, is to be connected in such a way with the Lord Jesus Christ that we're actually more interested in other people and we're interested in a cause greater than ourselves. I've told you this before, that I never saw the movie Titanic when it came out, not because of any moral superiority, I just didn't see it. When, as I understand it, when you bought your passage in London or in England for the ship to come to the United States, there were multiple levels of classes of people. There were the rich, and then there were the not so rich, and then there were the middle class, and then there was the lower middle class, and there were different levels of accommodation. There were different levels of the food you would eat. And it went everything from the people who were on the promenade deck and who had suites to people who were in the bottom of the ship, who were basically one notch above the luggage or one notch above the cargo. You're just barely eking out survival on that ship, the Titanic. And it was very obvious to people what class you were in. The rich folks stayed together with the rich folks. The middle class people were the middle class. The poor folks were with the poor people, and the people at the bottom of the rung were stayed with their folks. And so it was very class divided on the ship. But Annie and I heard a speaker recently who said when that ship sank, there were only two groups. There were only two groups that mattered. You were either dead or alive. You either drowned or you survived. You were saved or you were lost. And looking back on that, we don't remember the people and what class they were in. We remember that 700 people survived and 1,500 people lost their lives. I think you know also where I'm going with this. Someday, when we stand before the Lord, what's going to matter is if we were in a right relationship with the God who made us through His Son, Jesus Christ. The Apostle John in the epistle of 1 John says, God has given us the testimony. Here's the testimony. Here's the statement of truth. God has given us His Son. He who has the Son of God has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. You don't need a PhD in theology to understand that. You don't need a high school education to understand that. He who has the Son of God has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. What could be simpler? Decide today, the goal in life is not to be the master of your own universe or anybody else's for that matter. Your goal is to be a servant, to be like Christ.
Well, in order to be a servant and to be like Christ means to accept Christ as the Lord of your life. Do it today. Our website is crosshope.org. One word, crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.